healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal, and that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is the most embarrassing phone call.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in our colleague Joe Ostrowski. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Morning, Joe. Hey, guys. Just hoping on this Memorial Day I'll be able to relax a little bit. I lugged 55-pound bags of mulch yesterday. And again, wondering, why don't we have rocks? This has to happen next year.
That's a lot of mulch, man.
Brutal.
Well, Joe, which is heavier, a 55-pound bag of mulch or 55-pound of rocks?
The rocks feels worse, doesn't it?
Okay.
So listen, so we had a midnight session of the legislature here in Illinois, and they approved the long-awaited casino, but they did it like, I don't know, was it after midnight? It was crazy. They had a move from where they're voting down to the convention center because they needed more space, and everybody's got masks on, and you're going through this ridiculous, you know, COVID-19 pandemic, and boom, we got a casino in Chicago, and boom, we're not going to kill everyone with taxes, so maybe someone wants to actually do it. Expected, unexpected, what was your reaction?
Yeah, this was expected. A tax break in Illinois, guys. Wait, what? What? When did this start? As you recall, last year at the end of the spring session, I was down in Springfield covering it. And that's when we really found out about the Chicago Mega Casino, when we got legalized sports betting. And part of that expansive gaming bill was six new Illinois casinos. Now, the problem the state realized last year when Mayor Lightfoot came up with her six proposed sites in Chicago on the south side and over on the west side is these tax rates are not too enticing to a whole lot of people, so we've got to get this done. It was fully expected, passed with flying colors. So over the weekend, a big victory for Mayor Lightfoot. The tax rates are now lower, and they're hoping to make a whole lot of money as part of this $45 billion infrastructure program for the state, which was passed last year. Now, some of the lawmakers, you talk to them, and they believe that they'll be able to get $45 million in licensing fees before the Chicago casino even goes up.
Wow. And I think that's a big number, Joe. You know, you talk about it being expected, and I don't disagree with that. I think it was almost not forgotten, but overlooked in the midst of everything else going on. And, you know, the pandemic, the special session, all these things. Kind of like, oh yeah, by the way, there's this casino issue that is likely to be passed. And when you look at that in the context of everything else going on, number one, how big of a priority do you think it remains? And then in terms of a timetable, what happens next?
Yeah, I keep getting the question, when are they going to announce mobile betting in Illinois? When are we going to get more sports books? the optics wouldn't be great for that to be on the forefront right now. So I think it'll happen once we get sports. But the Illinois Gaming Board, kind of under the radar, they're conducting business as usual, doing all of their work remotely. And applications from casinos and race courses are still coming in, and they're handing out some temporary licenses. So the entire landscape as far as the sports betting is going to change once we get sports back, hopefully in early July. Like, we had sports betting for 1 week here in Illinois, then it all got shut down due to the pandemic, and we could have 5, 6, 7 whenever sports does return. Now the real battle is going to be the location, and I think we'll all be reminded about Illinois politics we know and love, because that's going to be the big fight. Okay, you got it. Okay, it will be more appealing to some operators with the lower tax rate. Okay, fine. Now, where's the space? Where do you have the parking? There were 5 proposed sites that I mentioned from Mayor Lightfoot last year, and consultants came in last summer, and they said, yeah, this is not going to work. You don't have enough foot traffic, and part of the problem was the tax rate. So I can't wait to see what sort of locations will be discussed. They were the old Michael Reese Hospital, State and Pershing, Roosevelt and Costner, near the Harborside Golf Center at 111th and Bishop Ford Freeway, and the old U.S. Steel parcel at 80th and Lakeshore Drive. So it sounds like it won't be any of those locations.
What I mean, it's so frustrating because there are really good locations. Why can't you just build it where it would bring in the most revenue? Why is there so much politics around it?
Well, that was what the consultants were saying. They're like, okay, you can put it here, but you're not going to get enough revenue. You're not going to get the revenue that you're looking for. So maybe that came into focus as this passed with flying colors, and Lightfoot understands, okay, the locations we came up with, it's just not going to work. I mean, I don't know about you guys, if you have any ideas, but when I first heard this getting passed, you think about foot traffic and the tourist dollars.
Yes.
I mean, that's going to be a big part of it. And then also you want to stop people from going to Indiana and bringing all of their money over to our neighboring state. Sorry, David, no offense. but so that's a big thing. If there's a casino on the way over to Indiana, that would stop people. But, you know, my first thought was obviously you think Navy Pier, maybe McCormick Place, something close to downtown, not so far south.
That makes too much sense. I mean, that's the thing. When people hear Chicago Casino and they think about all the opportunities it potentially affords them and all the fun that they potentially could have in Chicago, you don't think about driving 20 minutes outside the city and you know, finding a place to park and then where you're going to walk. And no, if you're going to do that, you're more likely to be open to the idea of going to Indiana. You're right, Joe. That's why of all the sites downtown, you wonder how much politics will get involved. You wonder how many reasons they'll come up with without getting what it seems to be an obvious choice. But, you know, the ideal spot when you hear this news is your head goes like, okay, downtown Chicago, here we come, because that is, to me, makes the most sense, even though politically it may not make any sense at all.
And what people also need to keep in mind when they talk about some of these locations, first off, space. So most people are familiar with Rivers Casino. And part of this bill was casinos going from 1,200 gaming positions, the existing casinos, all the way up to 2,000. Okay, a slot machine is a gaming position. Every spot at a poker or blackjack table is a gaming position. So now all the casinos are going to have 2,000 gaming positions. The reason they're calling it the mega casino is because it's going to be allowed to have 4,000 gaming positions, more than three times the size of all the existing casinos.
So let me ask you, Joe, when we talk about the mobile betting and the remote stuff, what's the new date on that? Because isn't there some happening here in the next few days? I mean, Rivers needs to get going with that mobile gaming thing. That's been approved. It just was approved for 2 years from now. And guess what? We're in a pandemic.
My belief is once the four major sports or any of the four major sports return, we'll have some sort of announcement. Everything I've heard is that mobile betting will start with Rivers Casino. Here's the problem. We go back to the bill, and the lawmakers don't want to talk about it because they think everything they passed was great because it's new here in Illinois. Well, other states aren't dealing with what Illinois passed, in-person registration. So they could make an announcement tomorrow, Mully, and say, all right, we got mobile betting. Okay, fine. I can't go registered to have mobile betting.
Right.
So it really doesn't matter. If I want to stay up at past midnight and bet on the KBO, I can't do that. If I want to bet on NASCAR, it's impossible because the casinos aren't open anyways. And even once they do open, guys, anybody signing up to walk into those Petri dishes?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about it, Joe. Couldn't you do something remote? Couldn't you do something where, you know, if you have to go pick up one of these devices or whatever way they want to do it, couldn't mm-hmm. You know, they got a beautiful parking lot in front of Rivers. Couldn't you drive up, you know, give your information, get one of these things and bring the next car in? I mean, there's got to be a way of distributing that stuff.
Exactly. There have been other states, a couple examples that were brought up to me of states already doing that did pass the in-person registration and they do have some sort of a drive up. Haven't heard anything about that, but as we cross over phase three, hopefully, and then phase four, I'm hoping to hear some sort of announcement with that.
Joe, how popular have some of these sports that have, as we resume, you know, live sports action, whether it's NASCAR or golf's coming up, and some of these, maybe even, you know, other sports, other options, have they been to bettors?
It really varies from sportsbook to sportsbook. There are some bookmakers in Vegas that I spoke with. They're the first to have the lines in the market for the KBO, and they said they do very well there. The most popular sport that we have right now as far as sports betting, and it isn't close, is the UFC, a very popular sports betting sport. And, you know, people are looking for anything. But I'll be quite honest, doesn't get me going. When we first had everything shut down, there were people betting on marble racing, stuff like just looking for anything. And I got excited over the weekend taking a look at this proposed playoff format for the NHL. If they have this with the play-in round and the best of five, I was thinking, hey, why wouldn't you take a long shot in some of these teams? I don't know that the Hawks would win it at 100-1, but it would be exciting.
Is that what they are? Are they 100-1?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the Superbook put them at 100-1 over the weekend.
Oh,
what are the Bulls if they get that thing going?
It said, "Thank you for your donation."
No kidding. But the Hawks at 100-1, Joe. Look, they could get hot. It's hockey, baby. You never know.
Been there, done that. Yeah, why wouldn't you take a shot? And you know about these short series.
Right.
The first round would be a best of five as well. Then all of a sudden you're down to 16. Hey, who knows?
Yeah, what were your thoughts? Did you see this story about the Greek Freak? They're trying to trademark the term Greek Freak just for betting purposes. They want him up at mobile betting sites as Greek Freak, and they also have a trademark pending on Greek FR34K, so freak with a 34 in the middle.
What?
It's insane. It's a reference to his jersey.
See, now everybody's paying too much attention to The Last Dance. So many people were thinking, okay, it's all going to be about Jordan and they're going to be mean, some of these leaders on the teams, kind of like Jordan was, and it's okay after watching The Last Dance. Giannis's crew was obviously watching the Jordan brand and how he grew the brand. People have too much time on their hands. No, I did not see that.
Oh, yeah, but, it was in the Tribune.
Yeah, so if you have all the NBA props, it would be posted as Greek Freak instead of Giannis. Yeah, I get that.
Joe, well, you can't answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So when sports starts to come back, and slowly we hear about the NHL or the NBA and then Major League Baseball, and people can bet on these games again, and people can bet on, you know, MVP, anything that they want to again, and it looks like it's returned to semi-normalcy. Are you going to get a rush for people to just bet because to scratch that itch because it has been so long, or are people going to be more cautious because, you know what, they have less disposable income than they did before this all started?
Yeah, I'd love to know the answer to that question, David. It's something I've contemplated myself because we saw Mike Florio's piece over the weekend. He was talking about all these states in a rush to pass legalized sports betting. We already have 23 states and D.C., 18 of those operational because obviously the economic impact here and the states need money so bad. But I hesitate on a couple of fronts on that. First, the economy. People are hurting. Are you going to have that extra income lying around to actually bet on sports? Some will, but I would think there's going to be a lot of people that are hesitant, or if they did, they won't bet as much money as they did in the past. But I don't know. And then there's also sports have gone away for 2-3 months. So there will be that rush in the beginning, but maybe people are just going to kind of realize, you know what, sports isn't that important. It's very important to us and a lot of our listeners, but there are some people that aren't as interested. It will be very popular very early, but I do wonder, as far as actual dollars wagered, if it'll be like it was before.
Joe, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks guys. Happy Memorial Day.
You too, pal. That is Joe Ostrowski. Fascinating stuff there, huh?
Yep.
Want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Memorial Day.
Yeah, that means a lot to us. And David, we love our crew of Dustin and Kevin and Ray, but they were all off today, so we're not going to thank them. But we do love
thank you for sleeping in.
Yeah, Adam Studzinski did everything. Studs, God bless you. We appreciate it.
Way to go, Adam.
All right, who's next? I think we got Bruce with Mark Grody, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Bruce and Grody, Grody working overtime.
Yeah,
boy, that's
pretty good stuff.
He is a workaholic. That's great to hear. And Molly, have a great Memorial Day, as well as everybody out there.
Yeah, everybody, enjoy yourselves and be safe. And God bless you, Molly and Haw on the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
Craig Elam.
I love playing against Michael because he brought out the best in you. Yeah, he cut your heart out. He did not want to be your friend on the court. But as soon as that last buzzer sounded and you walked across that line, there was always a handshake and a respect that he always showed and always granted me.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. A radio.com sports station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
That segment was brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Small businesses are grappling with the impact of these uncertain times and looking for resources. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create the first ever virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here, from keeping you connected while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams to providing relevant content for businesses. Search Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on radio.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget.